12,
among the buzzing lunchtime crowd, bank teller Annie Baba Gabrasada counts out money for a customer.
Thank you.
Member service rep Tatiana Albert sits at a customer service desk donning her name. She's waiting to help customers open accounts at Vistar Credit Union branch. It's the typical scene you'd expect to find at a bank around this time of day, except Tatiana is 16, and the branch is part of her 11th grade course load. The same goes for about a dozen others enrolled in Wolfson High School's Academy of Finance.
Most people start at like McDonald's. To start at Vistar, like an actual credit union, I feel like that's a step up from others.
Wolfson junior Jayla Allen will have 3 years of banking experience come graduation next year.
I'll have a lot more experience than an average teenager.
But it's more of that kind of experience that teenagers will need for the job market that awaits them.
The reality is that there's a massive increase in the labor supply throughout the world that simply wasn't there before.
Paul Mason is an economist at the University of North Florida's Coggin College of Business. He says by some estimates, that increase translates into about 1.2 billion more workers than a decade ago. With such an influx of labor, a degree without experience no longer cuts it.
The degree to which you can have training in the fields that businesses want and through internships or other programs can say that you have experience doing X, that's going to enhance the likelihood that you're going to look good in the eyes of the employers.
Local educators are taking note. In recent years, Duval County Public Schools has formed an ever-increasing number of partnerships between schools and businesses, including Vistar. School officials say there are more than 100 such partnerships in the district, and they're looking to grow more. Wolfson High School was the first school in Duval County to form a partnership with Vistar back in 2011. That expanded to Rebalt High in 2012. Deidre Pinkney directs the program at Wolfson.
The whole premise behind this was to give the kids an opportunity to actually work and be in an environment that would be identical to what it would be in the actual workplace.
That's the same premise behind other more recent partnerships sprouting up in the district. Last month, six career academies partnered with the Jack's Chamber to begin a semester-long food truck project. Tina Worth is senior director of the workforce development with the chamber. The students will spend the next few months creating a business model fit for a big-time investor, she says.
They are going to then deliver to members of the business community in May, kind of sort of like a real-life Shark Tank, in hopes of securing funding for a food truck and some commercial storage space.
And next year, Lynn's manufacturing company, Vistacon, which is a longtime partner of Inglewood High School, will launch a new program with the school's Advanced Manufacturing Academy. Inglewood principal Corey Wright says the four-year program will provide about 25 students with paid internships, an associate's degree, and industry certification.
It includes the dual enrollment classes and those acceleration courses, that rigorous coursework, along with some industry certification courses leading towards a high-paying job in the field of advanced manufacturing.
How high?
I've heard about $90,000 a year.
Wolfson 11th grader Tatiana, who we met at the bank, plans to someday land a high-paying job of her own. She's planning to study international business at the University of North Florida. She says the past 2 years have given her a leg up.
This is a real job. We do real things. I mean, I feel prepared.
And that's what she and other students are banking on. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.